tell you, you have the patience of Job when it comes to Major League Baseball. Me, as a Metropolitan fan, sometimes my patience runs a little thin. But there is a lesson in that, Jensen, right? It's not just about April. We got a lot of baseball still to play.
Absolutely. Not how you start, how you finish. And do we respect the marathon as much as anyone here? Interesting market I found on FanDuel yesterday. It's alternate regular season win totals. So I put together a couple of parlays, just food for thought here. All right. Let's start with your Phillies and Mets. And that's just been the two worst teams in baseball, albeit they finally won on the same day for the first time all year last night. They are plus 243. So I put some parlays together to have 80 or more wins each. All right. The Phillies and the Mets by the end of the year, plus 243. I also went with the Rays and the Blue Jays, and just kind of an East divisional theme here. 80 or more wins for the Rays and the Blue Jays, plus 201. Now, I'll come back and I'll get your thoughts on a couple of these. To win 90 or more games, Braves and Padres, off to a great start. I found that price very appetizing, plus 237 if you think both San Diego and Atlanta can win 90-plus. Tigers and Mariners, even more juicy at plus 454. To win 90 apiece. That doesn't feel super far-fetched, but I understand the price being upwards of 4.5 to 1. Now, the one that I think I wouldn't recommend, but I wanted to take a look and see what the odds were anyway, for the Yankees and the Dodgers to each win at least 100 games. It's plus 267. Now, take your heart out of it. Of those five, if you had to play one, which one do you feel most advantageous backing?
Okay, I said on this show last week, you know how much I despise the Yankees, with all due respect to our esteemed producer, Joe Friezo. But I said right here in the program last week that the Yankees at minus $1.25 to win the AL East would look like a cheap price to bear. And not even a week later, they're over a $2 betting favorite to minus 230. I hate to say it, but I watch this team a lot, and I think they're going to win 100 games. I really do. I think we're looking at the evil empire has returned in Major League Baseball. And I'm not saying we're headed for that Dodger-Yankee showdown again, but I feel like we're headed for that Dodger-Yankee showdown again. I mean, to me, I would bet the 100 games each plus 267 with the Yankees and the Dodgers. And again, we'll see how this ages. But by the All-Star break, I'd be surprised if the Yankees aren't looking at a solid 7-game lead in that division. I think they're clearly the class of the division. Look, could the Tigers and Mariners win 90? These slow starts are going to be really hard to guarantee that they both get there. So I don't think that I like that price point. Out of the Padres and Braves, who's Fugazi there? I think the Braves are pretty loaded. Padres maybe a little bit of a good start. Can they really keep that momentum going? I don't mind the play because I do think they can. I was going to ask you this about the Mets and Phillies at plus 243 to win at least 80 games apiece. If one of those front offices got so disgruntled by the All-Star break and by the trade deadline and said, you know, we got to lock out whatever's coming next year. You know what? Let's gut it. I'm not going to waste all this money. Would there be a GM or a front office that would be willing to do that? Or do you think they're just going, we're just going to keep throwing more furniture on the fire here and see if we can burn our way out of this thing?
Well, I think a lot is predicated on the unknown of the new CBA. So I think, as I told you before, when the season started, this will be the most fascinating trade deadline to date without a working agreement or at least a solid framework or guardrails, however you want to look at it. For what it's worth, Fangraphs has the rest of 2026 projections as far as win-loss. Has the Phillies at 82-80, the Mets at 81-81, so that plus 243 by the hair of your chinny chin chin. The Blue Jays 82-80, the Rays 84-78. So right now, both to win 80 or more games each parlays, at least by projections, look like the ones that you might want to invest in. Okay, we always look to day game situations to try and maybe exploit some player props, both positively and negatively. Throwing a few of these out to you, if you're in the player prop market today, Munetaka Murakami, for whatever reason, likes to strike out a lot, but particularly in afternoon affairs. 29 strikeouts in 55 day game at-bats. Dave, the rough math tells you that is over 50% of his at-bats end in strikeouts. during day games. That leads Major League Baseball. So if you want to take a strikeout prop or two, that might be a fun one to hit your wagon to. On the positive side, Ian Happ and the Cubs will take on the Padres today. 10 RBI, 11 walks in 17 games. All right, that's pretty good. But it's the day games we want to focus on early here with Aaron Judge and Yanni Diaz, two guys off to great starts offensively. Aaron Judge leads Major League Baseball with 7 dingers in 11 day games. And Yanni Diaz, 23 hits in 57 day game at-bats. Both those marks lead MLB. So, Dave, just wanted to throw those out for people that are in the player prop market today. I think the bottom two, considering Judge is going up against Nathan Eovaldi, Yandy Diaz going up against Gavin Williams, the ace of the Cleveland Guardians. You know, you got strength on strength there, but you might want to look at maybe a ladder on the Munetaka Murakami strikeout props here. I'll take a look as I get your thoughts on those four player props, but interesting stats here for day games for sure.
I'll just say this. Aaron Judge hit the game-winning home run last night in Texas without realizing he hit the game-winning home run because it was 2-0 top of the ninth. He hits a solo home run to make it 3-0. They hold on to win 3-2 with two guys on the bottom of the ninth. That guy, you know, I know we're talking about, you know, whether Rice, his teammate, you know, Ben can be in there in the MVP or somebody else to challenge. When I watch Aaron Judge, and again, it's the same thing with Shohei. We get it in the National League. I just don't fade that guy. I look at Judge and I go, that's a generational player. And he, again, 7 home runs the last 11 games to lead the bigs. That guy never ceases to amaze. I would not be fading him with those numbers that you pointed out in day baseball. That's for sure. You got some aces that are taking to the diamond today. Who'd you notify today that maybe aces we want to back?
We are going to look for ace day up and down the docket here. Mentioned Gavin Williams, rubber match here. Trying to avoid the sweep, I should say. Yep. Gavin Williams and the Guardians, they can't score to save their life right now. Going to need a big outing from the big boy there this afternoon at Progressive Field. Two really good ones, man. Sandy Alcantara against Tyler Glasnow. Now, here's the thing. Tyler Glasnow flying way under the radar, in my opinion, with the start from Shohei Ohtani, Yoshi Yamamoto, even Justin Robleski. I actually really like the Dodgers on the run line. I know we played them yesterday. Marlins, credit where it's due. They get a low scoring win yesterday, 2-1. I'm going to go right back to the Dodgers, -1.5 on the run line. That's at -105 currently at DraftKings. So I do like the Dodgers, a multi-run victory today. We get Logan Webb and Christopher Sanchez, aces up there in the city of brotherly love with the Giants and the Phillies. And then it's Scooble Day. Tarek Skubal at Atlanta tonight. The Braves getting a big win yesterday. Can Skubal and the boys get a win against Atlanta in what could be a fall classic preview series here at the end of April?
You know, Marlins, the Fighting Fish are 2 games under 500 at 14-16. And I wanted to bring this to your attention, see what you thought. That win last night, 2-1, after having their hearts ripped out by blowing a 2-run lead the night before, where they gave up 3 in the bottom of the ninth to lose that game, that showed me a little bit about this guy, these guys. And when you've got Sandy going up against Glasnow today, as you mentioned, with these aces up, I mean, Jensen, I don't know, because it's so deep in the National League to get a wild card. And again, not saying they can't come back, but they're already 7 games back. So you'd have to think wild card is the only thing in play. Is this potentially a playoff team we're looking at, Miami, or are they just not there yet?
Don't know if they're there yet. We'll see what happens, but they certainly, if their pitching all starts to click together,
man,
that's as good a rotation out there to run down, you know, a potential playoff spot. One other total I did get in pocket here just for people tuning in, Cardinals Pirates under 8.5. The pitching matchup for that one later on tonight going to be Andre Pallante and Bubba Chandler. Bubba Chandler, you ain't watched him yet. I know it's all about schemes.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, man. He has been really fun to watch. I think we get run suppression there at PNC Park tonight.